Edward, tell me a little bit about what you're doing here at the university this summer.
Well, I'm currently researching on energy metabolism of the heart. And out of all the organs in the body, the heart is the one that uses up the most energy because it has to constantly pump blood all throughout the body. However, the heart doesn't have any energy reserves, so therefore it has to constantly burn both fatty acids and sugars to produce enough energy to keep it going. So what I'm specifically looking at is a cardiac disease called cardiac hypertrophy. And due to different causes such as high blood pressure, valve disease, or even genetics, a heart can become enlarged. And because it's enlarged, it requires more energy to function because it's less efficient at producing energy. So what we're trying to look at is what exactly are the changes in the energy metabolism of these enlarged hearts, and what exactly are the key molecules that cause these alterations of the energy metabolism in these hearts.
So what are you actually doing in order to figure that out?
So we're looking at different proteins, finding out the concentrations of them and separating them and just identifying them to see which ones are acting up and which ones aren't.
And did you know anything about this when you started on this research program, or are you learning it here in the lab as you go?
I'm learning it as I go. If you would have asked me what's cardiac metabolism at the start of this program, I wouldn't be able to say anything because I would have not known anything.
Now, you're here as a high school student, and you're being funded by Alberta Innovates Health Solutions as a part of the program to help bring young students along. What got you interested in even applying for this program?
I think mainly just taking biology in high school. There's a specific unit on the heart, and I just found that really interesting, and I did well in that subject, and then I decided to apply for this because I thought it was a rare opportunity and get a better understanding about the heart.
What do you see as being the benefit of being a part of this program?
Just being exposed to everything, like all the lab stuff and learning about whatever subject you're learning about just at such an early age. I think that's the greatest benefit, is the learning experience.
You're partaking in this program. What message do you have for other students your age?
For whoever is going into grade 11 next year, I strongly recommend you apply for this program. You never know. Just being exposed to the different labs, you might find that this is what you want to do for your life. And you never know. You could be part of a research team that ends up making the next big medical breakthrough. You never know until you've applied. It doesn't hurt to apply.
Now that you're going through this program, what do you think the future holds for you?
Well, I plan on going into engineering, but just being exposed to medical research right now is just, it's really developed my interest in going into medicine, so I think I'll follow medicine after engineering.
Thank you very much, Edward.
Thank you.